Hey there, kids, it's me, Mr. Creepypasta, and I'm just going to take a quick second to tell you about one of our sponsors. Promise it won't take more than a minute. If you guys have been around here for a while, you know I've been talking about the Mr. Creepypasta Amino app. That Amino app I'm going to go ahead and show you right now. Now, this is a community for everything that is creepy, and by that I mean everything that is creepypastas. So as you can see, I've got many different things on here, different features, such as cosplays and artwork, as well as many people sharing their own stories. You can also create your own profile. This one's mine. I'm going to go ahead and check in right now. I'll give a couple of updates here and there about cons I go to, as well as different videos that I feel are really important, and I want to show you guys. So there's many different things you can also see. I'm just going to swipe through them real quick, but you could vote on polls, you could take quizzes. There's different chats you can always be a part of, different RPs and things like that, since I know you kids are into the Creepypasta RP. Me, personally, I'm more interested in the art and the stories, and actually, I really enjoy seeing the cosplays that you guys put together. But the main feature I wanted to tell you guys about was the polls. Now, if you've been watching the channel a lot recently, you know I've got a lot of different series that are going on all at the same time. Well, I even start losing track of them myself. This is your chance to be more involved, and tell me what you want to see more of. So, if you go to the links in the description down below, you can download the Creepypasta Amino app for Android or iPhone. Once you're inside the app, create your profile and cast your votes. I want to see what episode you guys are the most interested in and what you want to see come next. Influence the channel, guys, and your words matter because that's what's going to be coming up. Okay, sorry for taking up your time. Make sure to check out the app and on to tonight's story. Some people consider 3 a.m. to be the spirit time to communicate with us. Others think it's the devil's mark. Some even think that when you wake up at this time, someone is watching you. But if someone were to be watching you, how would they watch you if there was no windows or doors in the room you were in? There are many, many superstitions for what 3 a.m. could be. I'm going to tell you the real meaning of this worldwide time myth. While you sleep soundly, you dream. While you dream, you are unaware of your surroundings, unaware of what could be lurking in the closet, under your bed, beside you, under your covers. Your eyes flutter open and you check the time on either your watch, cell phone, alarm clock, or simply whatever you have lying around that has the time displayed on it. But knowing the time doesn't really matter, right? You rub your eyes and blink a few times, adjusting to the darkness of your room. You hear the sounds of floorboards creaking, the sound of pitter-patter along the ground. I'm sure it's just a mouse, you think to yourself. Maybe it's just a mouse. Or a large rat, a very large rat indeed, to make such loud footsteps. You dare not look over the edge of your bed, as you're paralyzed in your fear. You're just scaring yourself. Enough already with this foolishness, you tell yourself. But is it foolishness? Or is there a reason to be scared? Are there monsters under the bed, waiting to snatch your feet and pull you under the bed when you get up in the middle of the night to use the restroom to get a drink of water? You do not believe in monsters. Those were stories that your mother or your father told you years ago as a child. The boogeyman, the sandman, and other monster stories were just stories. Give you the spooks, right? Yeah, right. Monsters aren't real. You think and chuckle at your childish fears. But wait, what was that? The pitter of feet seem to be getting closer. You squeeze your eyes tightly shut as you hear the long, loud screech of your door creaking open ever so slowly. Was that a giggle you just heard? No, of course not. Mice don't giggle. Neither do rats. You're being delusional. You open your eyes, slowly, and stare at your ceiling. There's movement under your covers, the covers that you stay under to provide you warmth and comfort. It's moving towards you slowly in a crooked fashion. It looked as if it's limping beneath the blankets. You're frozen in terror, afraid to move or else you might just give away your location. You feel something tugging at the loose clothes that you wear. You yank away the covers and throw them to the ground and gasp at what you see.
creature's lopsided. It's grotesque in a way that makes your stomach turn and knots. It wears torn fabric that looks like it's hundreds of years old. It tilts its head to the right, gives you a crooked smile, its dark eyes, without pupils, staring at you and blinking. You slowly begin to push yourself up into a sitting position, backing away from the creature. This doesn't seem to bother it, though. It simply limps closer and closer to you until it's reached your leg. It pulls itself onto you and begins to crawl slowly, oh so slowly. It bears that crooked, toothy grin, its gray skin hanging from its bony body. It smells horrid. A smell you've not come to face before, but you know this smell. Even without having smelled it before, it's rot. But not like any rot, the stingy smell of rot, flesh, and blood. What are you gonna do? You think and you lick your lips, eyes wide, not removing them from the creature. It's still inching its way up your body, coming closer and closer to your face. With each limping step, you take in a deep breath through your nose and then release a scream so loud you think that you may have popped your own eardrums. The creature suddenly jerks its head towards the door and lets out a murderous cry. It quickly limps to the edge of the bed and jumps, landing on the floor with a thump. It rushes out the door and disappears into the dark of the hallway. You see, 3 o'clock in the morning is when the little things come out to play. When the little things decide it's your lucky day. When the little things show themselves. But don't let this deceive you. The first time you see them is almost certainly the last. You're lucky if you can get away safely. And I can't tell you how to deal with the little things. But they're everywhere. In every home. Every hole, nook, and cranny in your house. How many you have in your home is not a question that's answered easily. All I can tell you is that there are many. They study you. And they plan. No wonder they reek of death.